Reisha that said min min echon, if it's mamish the same min, either chatzi gezayis of one min, then either another chatzi gezayis of the same min, it is mitzarif. The chur is talking about min echon v'tamchu echon. They're both cooked or they're both roasted. Abuzayis the kasher min echon v'tamchu echon tzrich lemeima. What's the chiddush that's mitzarif pshita? Yede chatzi gezayis chedav, then another chatzi gezayis chedav b'terech zeyachilus pras avadas called yede gezayis avadi chayiv. You wait a chati zayis chaylev first b'shgoga b'shoydi. Then in between you realize you ate chaylev, and then you finished off eating another chati zayis chaylev. Still you chayev a korban. And here we don't say the yedi in between is mechalik. Why not? We go and leave with Rav Gamliel. The Yom Rav Gamliel shit there is ain yedi lechati shir. When do we say yedi if you realize you did the chet in between this mechalik to make it like two different ma'isim mechayev two different chiyev chatois moshav yed a chatzi if yed a kezayis chaylev in the morning and then in the afternoon you realize you did the chet then at night you again ate another kezayis chaylev b'shkoga yechayev two korbanos since you had yedi in between the chashav yedi it's mechayev b'rabin korban but here we only first ate a chatzi zayis. Now a chati zayis by itself is not mechayiv to bring korban. So even though you had a yediya that you did that chet, but since the yediya is not mechayiv your korban, hatom gamliel is svaro the yediya is not mechalik, it's not a chashiv yediya. So that's the chiddush here. You had a chati zayis chelav, you didn't have no chiyuv korban. Then you realize you did the chet, and then you go teich the achilles pras. Another minute later, you go and eat another chati zayis. The chiddush that they're both mitzaref and yechayiv a korban. That's the chiddush here. So the Gemara writes, "Itma, ochal shnei zeisei chela behelam echad. Somebody ate two kizeisim of chela with one forgetting. So poshi is only chayiv one korban. Now v'noida lo yala rishon. He realized later that he ate the first kizayis. He did a chet. He realized b'shas yeyet. He thought they're both shumin. They're both mutadik fats. Now later he realized that first he ate chela in the morning." Then a few hours later, he first realizes that he again, what he ate in the afternoon, he thought it was kosher dika fats, really it was chelev. So he had a yediya in between realizing one chet and the second chet. Here's Rabbi Yechanan Noma Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yechanan holds this yediya is mechalek, and merely you have to bring two separate kabonis. Since you realized first you did the chet in the morning, that was mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. And you didn't know about the second chet yet. Now when you find out about the second chet, that's mechayiv to bring a second korban. For yeshlokah shomenein, ein mechayiv elachas. Yechanan says no. And the mitzvah is b'shas you ate the first chelev to the second chelev, you didn't have any idea between the maisim. So that you find out later that you did the chet, that's not mechalik. Hakopon, the two maisim were done together, it's considered like one maisa vera. So even though you found out about one before the other one, so what? Later, when you found out you did both chatoyim, you have to only bring one chatas for both. So the Gemara, Rav Yechanan, no mechayiv, born as Rav Yechanan, say yechayiv, the posuk says, al chatosoy v'hevi. Mashman, every chet you do, you have to bring a separate korban. So be you had a yediya in between, even though between the doing of the two averis, you didn't have a yediya. But just later on, you found out about one chet by itself, right away you have to bring a korban for that yediya. And later you find out about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. For Yashloka Shama Potter, Shloka says no yepotter. The posuk says, Mechatosoy v'nislach loy. Mashma, you have a kapor from a lot of chatoim with one korban. V'nislach loy, Mechatosoy, from your few chatois, you have a kapor. So tomorrow, Akash, Ivor, Shloka, Shoksiv, Achatosoy, the heavy. Mashma, for each chet, you have to bring a separate korban. And the Gemara, Hul Yacha Kapor. Let's say you only know you did the morning's chet, and your mamish was mafresh a korban. Your mamish brought the korban already. You were makriv, the koyim was makriv the korban for you. And then later on, you first realized you did another chet that afternoon. Cheaty, you have to bring another korban. Because the shas takrov of the first korban, you did not know you did the chet. So that's pshan the posik. Whenever you brought the korban, then you realize you did another chet, avad, you have to bring another korban. Which is mashmo, you have one kapora for a lot of chatoim. He says, whenever you know about the chet, you have to bring a separate korban. We're talking about first he ate a kezayis and a half of chelev. 1.5 kezayim of chelev. V'noida lo yal kezayis. He realized now that he only ate a kezayis. So without he has to bring a korban. Now on the second half that he ate, since it's only a chatzi shir, there's no chiyuv korban of that. V'chozav v'ochal kechatzi zayis acher. Then he went and finished off eating another chatzi zayis balomi shosheni, with the same forgetting of the second one. And then he realized later that he ate kumtasayis another kezayis. He ate a half and a half, and they're both pater achilas pras. So Gundo says later he realized that they ate a second kezayis. Ma the table is for I would think that since now he ate one chatzi and one chatzi together, he ate a kezayis. You should have another chiyuv korban. Kamash on the pasuk. No, here you don't have to bring another korban, because since the first eating of a kezayis and a chatzi, and you brought a korban for that kezayis eating, the half automatically is with the first one kezayis. So what's left over is just the half of kezayis. For that, there's no chiyuv korban at all. Let's see Rashi. Achatosai, the Hevi, the Pasuk says, the Hevi Korban is three receives to Mimin a cave, Achatosai, Ashachoto. Mashma, Kol Chatas, Vachatas, Yob. That's a Yechon's Pasuk. And every chet you do, you had a Yedi, you have to bring Korban. Mechatosai, Venislach Loi, Afil Loi Hevi, Yelo Al Mixosai, Chatosai, Venislach Loi Kuloi. Even you only bring the Korban on one half of the chet, automatically you have a Kapor for the whole chet. Kamash belongs to Rashi, Kivan Dai Chatzi, Im Zayis Kamashayich, since when you first ate 1.5 Kazaisim, the half of Kazayis is shaykh to the first Kazayis. Bos Yediya Kamaisa Hevi, Kilunoidi Loyal Akil, when you realize that first you ate the Kazayis as if you realize you had a Kazayis in half. To Yehevi Maisi Korbin, Hevi Mechata Bado, the Zayis Beloit Shem Yediya the Pokos, Migashir Loy Choshev, nothing. Ava Kazayis Loy Mechata Bele Yediya. But when you need a whole kezayis, you should not mechap unless you have a deer about it. Hilkas kilo yisyadi lei, bahedja, elo ze acha ze, have your deer mechapas. In the case where first you realize you ate one kezayis, and then later you realize you ate another kezayis later, since you have a deer with one by itself, you mechayat to bring a korban for that one chet, and when you realize that later you did another chet, you have to bring a separate korban for itself. That's where shlokish, that's a b'yichon svara. Now Zati Gemara. Omer le Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina yes Rav Ashi. What's Pshat Rav Yechanan? Omer le Ravina Rav Ashi. Fret Ravina it's Rav Ashi. What's Pshat in the Machlokes between Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlokesh? The Siyoda le Koydim Hafrosh Repligi. His whole Machlokes where he realized that he did one chet, but he wasn't Mafrosh Korban yet. And Echnami, later on he realized he did a second chet. Before he was mafresh any korban alone. Still Rabbi Yochanan says, since you realize that you did one chet by itself, it's mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. Then later you realize that an hour later, you also ate chelev a second time, even though the two eatings were behel mech with one forgetting. But since you realized about one without the other, even without afrosh, a korban, you're mechayiv to bring two korbanos. Is that the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Uvo pligi, then this is the machlokes. The Maas Sova Yediyas Mechalkas. Rabbi Yechanan says the fact that you had a Yediyah, you know now about one Chet, it's Mechayu this Yediyah to bring the Korban for that Chet. And later when you realize you did the second Chet, you have a Chiyah to bring another Korban. Well, Maas Sova, Resh Lakish holds, no, Yediyahs are not Mechalik. But what is Yediyah Mechalik? I'll tell you half Roshas Mechalkas. If you set aside the Korban, you realize now that at 9 o'clock in the morning, you ate Chelev. So you set aside a Korban for that Chelev. Then later you realize that at 10 o'clock in the morning you also ate chelev a second time. Maybe here Rosh Lakish is also Maida. You have to bring the second korban. Because since you already mafresh this chatis for the morning's chet, it doesn't help anymore for the second chet, even though the kohen didn't bring the korban yet. But just after Rosh alone is also mechaper. As when does Rosh Lakish say, you need only one korban? That's when you only have yediyah in between. But you weren't mafresh the korban. But in the case where you mafresh the korban, maybe Rosh Lakish is also made it's mechalik. The Gemara, avli achar afrosha. But in the case where you mafresh the korban already, moidelei Rosh Lakish to Rabbi Yechon the Chayiv Shtayim. The fact you knew about one and you mafresh the korban for that chet, later when you find out about the second chet, since you mafresh the first one for the first one, it doesn't help for the second one anymore. You have to bring another korban for the second one. That's one way to learn the machlokes. Aduma, maybe no, that's not the machlekes. You're talking about Aduma, the siyadele liyacharef rosha pligi. The whole machlekes is, even in the case where you already mafresh the korban for the first chet, and after that you realize you did a second chet, uvaho pligi, the mas sober hafroshes machalkes, as Reb Yechonah said, you have to bring two kabonis. It's only in the case where after you found out about the first chet, you right away were mafresh, you set aside a korban for that chet. Now you realize about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. Well, Masover, Rosh Lakish says, no, even though you set aside this korban for the first chet, so what? Kozlman, the Kohen, didn't bring it yet. It's not mechalik. You could be yotzel kapor with the second chet also. Well, Masover, kaporos mechalikus. What's mechaybi to bring another korban? Only if mamish the Kohen was makir of the first korban. As first you realize you ate chaylev 9 o'clock in the morning. You were mafresh a korban and the Kohen was makir of it. So you have the kapara. Now later you found out that you did a chet again 10 o'clock. Havad, you have to bring another korban. Avokoydim afrosha. But if you realize before the avokoydim afrosha. But let's say stam in the first you found out you ate chaylev 9 o'clock in the morning with your D alone. You weren't mafresh the korban for it yet. Stam, you found out that you did a chet 9 o'clock. Then later you find out that at 10 o'clock you also ate chaylev, could be moidel like Rabbi Yechonah Resh Lakish. In such a case, Rabbi Yechonah is also moidel to Resh Lakish. The einachay velachas. But this pshat the machlekes Rabbi Yechonah only holds if you set aside a korban for the first chet. So the afrosh of the korban, that's mechalik to make it like two different chatoim. You have to bring two different chatois. But kol zman you didn't set it aside. You just realize first that you ate chel of 9 o'clock. You had a idea about that chet. And then later you had another idea that 10 o'clock you also ate chelav. And echnami, you could be ate with one korban. Hey, that's the shayla. Where's the machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Resh Lakish? Did the machlekes Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonah just yedi alone? Or even according to Rabbi Yechonah, you have to have afroshim? I do, mother, your third side is, bein bezu machlekes. Machlekes is both cases. Rabbi Yechonah holds, a yedi alone is mechalek, even without afroshim and korban. Just the fact you find out about one chet without the second chet, that alone is mechayim to bring two separate kabonis. And Resh Lakish holds no. Even if you have a yedia, and even if you have a frosha, your mamash mafresh the korban for the first chet. So what? Kozman the Kohen wasn't makiv the korban yet. If you find out that you did a second chet and you have the first korban around, you can have both kaparos with one korban. So that's the suffix. Where exactly is the machlekes? Was machlekes in both cases? Omalei, he answered back. Yishno mistavra the svar is bein bezu machlekes. Rabbi Yechonah and Resh Lakish both hold the svaras in all cases. Hey Zai, if you only have the idea alone, Rabbi Yechonah holds you have to have two kabonis. And Resh Lakish holds, even if you made a ma'isaf rasha, still one korban helps for both. What's the svara? Why is the svara this way that the mechulak in both cases? So at the Gemara di, Sakadayat Gosif, you're going to think, Kaidim Afrosha Pligi, the whole machlekes is only before you made Afrosha, just with Yedi alone. That's where Rabbi Shlokish Dingzachen says, one chat is pat is both. They're not machalik. Alva, you want to tell me Liach Afrosha. But if you already set aside the korban for one chet, you realize you did one chet and you set aside a korban, then later you find out about the second chet, you'll have to bring a second korban, even according to Resh Lakish, is moidele Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonah and the Chayiv Shtayim. In such a case, Chayiv Tu Chatoyis, by the Zoyer Shver. Before, when they asked the Kasha to Resh Lakish, the Pasuk says, Mechatosoy, Al Chatosoy Vehevi, which is Mashma, every single chet needs its own kapara. That was the Kasha right to Rabbi Yechonah. Every chet needs its own kapara. How did Resh Lakish answer that Pasuk? The answer of the Pasuk is talking about Liachar a kapara. If you already brought the korban, the Kohen was makiv the korban for the first chet, then even Rabbi Yechonah Resh Lakish is already you have to bring a second korban. Is the kasha Adamukile the cruel Liachar kapara? Why did Resh Lakish have to set sign the Pasuk you need two kabonis? If you were makiv the korban, Liachar kapara, look me Liachar frosha. If you want to tell me the whole machlokes is just with Yedi alone, but when you set aside the korban, you mafresh the korban, Resh Lakish is murdered to Rabbi Yechonah, that you have to have two kabonis, why doesn't Resh Lakish assign the pasuk like that? When the pasuk says each chet needs its own korban, it's l'achafrosha. So Churutzurai, Rishloka showed, even after Afrosh also, you yoitza with one korban. So the only thing that makes you bring two korban is if you have a kapor already. If you set aside and the kohen was makiv the korban for the first chet, then you realize you did a second chet, cheat, you have to bring another korban. And if you want to tell me the whole machlokes is only afrosha, but if you only have yidi, you did the chet, you didn't set aside the korban yet, you want to tell me maybe there, in such a case you only chayv one korban, his wonders Rabbi Yechon say you chayv two korbanos, you want to tell me only when you made a ma'aseh afrosha, you set aside the korban for the first chet. But if you didn't decide to set aside just with your D alone, and a chanami, one korban helps, I was like before Adamuki lay kroah, because I some achsa. When you had a kasher, a posik says, mechatosay v'nislach loy, which was mashma that for a few chatoyim you have a kapora from one with one chatis. So you had a kasher, according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon always says, the yadis is machalik, you have to bring a second separate korban. How do you have a case that one korban helps for two chatoim? So you had to answer the posuk is talking about the kazayas from achsa. You had a kazayas and a hair first, and then you had a second hair. Is look, let's assign the posuk, koydim afrosha. If you tell me Rabbi Yechon only says liachra afrosha, you have to bring two korbanos. So if you have a posuk that says you ate with one korban, I'll tell you it's talking about koydim afrosha. In other words, you only had a yediyah, you realize you did the chet in the morning, and you didn't mafresh your korban yet. Then later you got a second yediyah, you did a second chet, since you didn't set aside any korbanos, Rabbi Yechon is moedi you ate with one korban. So why didn't he assign the posuk in this case? Elamai l'chur tzeraya, that they're both mechuluk, Rabbi Yechon mishlokish in both cases. So Mela's good. The only time Rabbi Yechon says he eats with one korban is the first yid kezayis to machza, then yid another machza. And the only time Rish Lakish holds you have to bring two korbanos is dafka liachah kapara. This will be a good raya. So the Gemara name could be there's no raya. V'dilma svuke mishafkulei. I'll tell you it's a sophic what's pshat in machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. It's not borer. It's a suffix to tell the Gemara goof was mesafkale, was mesupik, was pshan amachudis of Yechon Rish Lakish. So therefore, when the Gemara asked the kashas on the psukim, it shver won the yoda, the teretz is him tim tzolayma koma. It's with maybe. Him tim tzolayma. The Gemara asked like this, if you want to tell me, koydim afrosha pligi, the whole machlokes is vedavka before you set aside the korban. That's where Rabbi Yechon says, with yedi alone, you have to bring two kabonas. And Rish Lakish says, no, yedi alone is not mechayiv you too. Calls the man, you didn't set aside a korban, you only have to bring one korban. Or bezoi, we have Yechon Hechi Mukla Lekro. We had as Rabbi Yechon at that time the posuk is mashma with one chatis yoytze both chatoyim. I Rabbi Yechon says even without afrosh, it's just yedi alone makes you bring two korbanos. So this pshat the only yetsu is b'ksayis somachza. In the case we first yed one kazayis and a half, and then yed another half later. So here the not mustarav since the first half was with part of the first eating, and you brought a korban for the first eating, you mafresh it, you have a kapora with the first one. So the second half of kazayis means nothing by itself. Vaita v'im tim sleiman, and if you want to tell me, the yachra afrosha pligi, that no, the whole machloikis is only after you mafresh a korban. That's when Rabbi Yechon says you have to bring two korbanos. And that's where Rish Lakish says, even in that case, you only have to bring one korban. Still pligi Rish Lakish, how does Rish Lakish that sign the posik that's mashma for each chet need its own kapora? I Rish Lakish holds even after afrosha, even though you set aside the korban for the first chet, and then you realize you did the second chet, but kolzeman your korban didn't bring it yet. You could be yetsu with one korban. So what's pshat the posik that says no? You have to bring a separate chatis for each chet. It's a teretz, and that's why the Gemara gave a teretz. Birds, you realize that 9 o'clock in the morning you ate chalif, and you set aside a carbon, and the kohen brought the carbon already for that chalif. Then later you realize that 10 o'clock the same day, the helamechad, you ate chalif a second time, it doesn't help anymore the kapora, because the kohen already brought the carbon. That's pshat the posik. Al chatosoi, that on every chet you have to bring a separate carbon if you already mark up the carbon once. Then you realize you did a second chet, pshita, this korban can't help anymore for the second korban. Alright, we'll stop. You hold the button, you define.
Aleph on the base, the bottom Gemara. Omar Ula. Do another Chiddush. Omar Ula. Lamandi Yoma Oshem Vadai Loiboy Yedia Betchila. Lamandi Yom that holds Oshem Vadai does not need a Yedia Metchila. Now, as to bring a korban for an Oshem Vadai, you don't have to know you did the chet. By a chatis, that's cheat. If somebody did a chet, that has mechuyev to bring a chatis, before he brings the korban, he has to know he did the chet. If somebody ate chalev. So, b'shas he ate chalev, he was a shaygig. He forgot this is chalev, or else he forgot there's such an issa to eat chalev. Later, he remembers, he knows that he did the chet, then he brings the korban chatis. That's your story by a chatis. Chatis zicha needs the idea before you have a chiyev to bring the korban. By oshem it's a machloikis. Oshem kamos unsi rashi, there are three types of ashamas we have. There's an asham ilois, asham gzelos, and asham shifcha charufa. If you boil a shifcha charufa, you did it b'shaydig, or even b'meizid, then you realize you did it, you have to bring a korban oshem. Or else milois, if you moil behegdish, or else asham gzelos. Sometimes you steal, you have a chiyev to bring an asham gzelos. On oshem it's a machloikis, if you have to know you did the chet before you bring the korban or not. A moshel of such a thing is an oshem tolim. Oshem tolim means you're mesupik if you did the chet or not. You're not sure you did it or not. You could bring an oshem tolim. What about later when you find out that you did the chet? Does the first korban help for that or not? It's a machloikis. Some say yes. When you first brought the korban, you brought it out the sofik. You didn't know if you did the chet or not. That's called an oshem tolim. Then later, you know for sure you did the chet. The first korban you brought helps for that chet also. In other words, Oshem Vadai does not need Yediyah. Even though Bishash brought the korban, you did not know you Vadai did the chet, still the korban helps for you. That's one mandiyama. Another mandiyama says no. In order to be Yotza, with an Oshem Vadai, it's like a chatis. It's only if before you brought the korban, you know for sure you did the chet. Then you bring the korban to Mechaper for your chet, then you Yotza an Oshem Vadai. But lo yitzuyi b'shasha brought the korban, you are mesupik if you are boil a shivach harufa. You're not sure you did it or not. You're still mesupik if you did it or not. And you brought the korban. Later you found out that you vade did the chet, you have to bring a new korban. Because an oshem also needs the idea before you bring the korban. So that's the machlokes. So ama ula. Laman di yoma, the one, laman di yoma that says in Krisis, oshem vadai lo yibo yidiyah betchila. As Bishash brought the Yoshem Vadai, you did not know you Vadai did the chet. As far as you're concerned, you still have a suffix if you did the chet or not. And you brought the korban out of suffix. Then later you found out you did the chet, the lochir is a yoitza. You don't have to bring another korban. Let's see Rashi. Oshem Vadai. Kol ha-shamois kruyin Oshem Vadai. The three chiyuvim to bring an Oshem is called an Oshem Vadai. Chutz mi Oshem Toli. Just means lafukin Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli means you have a suffix if you did the chet altogether or not. So kol zaman you don't know Vadai, you can bring a korban Oshem Toli. There's a din of an Oshem Toli. We're talking about an Oshem Vadai. That means later on you know Vadai did the chet. Is bo aloi hoida vehein shleisha. There are three types of Oshem Vadai. Haboy alachet oshem milus. One of you had an off from Hegdish Shechayev and Oshem Mila. Oshem Gzelis, if you stole and you swore that you didn't steal and then you were over a Shua Shechem, you have to bring an Hashem Gzelis and Hashem Shifcha Charufam. And at Tzad you were boil on this Shifcha Charufam, you have to bring an Oshem. Now, Samara is saying, let the man the Yom, you don't need the idea. What's the Talocha?